On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and his special guest Billy Rash and find out how to choose the blessing, activate God's Word, and live in the promises He has for you. Now, here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank You. We open our hearts, we open our minds for revelation from heaven. Revelation of You, Father, revelation of Jesus from Your Word. Heaven and earth pass away, but Your Word is forever and established. We thank You for it. We give You the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you join me again today in welcoming our brother Billy Rash to this broadcast? Billy, thank you for coming.
Oh, it's an honor.
I'm so blessed with your new book and the things that we're going to talk about today. God used that, but when you sent me the manuscript of that book, God used it to stir me up in this area. I've spent a lot of time at this in the things that cause the word to either slip. You know, the scripture says you can let a promise slip. You can just forget about it. Yeah. If you don't really just stay with the thing and you come back and you think, I got healed on that about a dozen times. Wonder how come I hadn't been using that lately? And you all of these things, let's look at Matthew 15, where we began last week. Jesus is speaking here in the fourth verse, 15th chapter. God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother. He that curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, now, see, God said one thing, but now they came along and said, yeah, we know God said that, but now here we go. Whosoever shall say to his father or mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. In other words, we got this all figured out. Well, we don't have to do nothing for you. Right. And so here's the point. You made the commandment of God of no effect by your traditions. Now, go down here to the 9th verse. In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So, you take something God said, and you twist it or alter it some way to fit what you want to do, or how mama thought about it, or you just took what Mama Nim said and never went to the Bible to see what it actually said in the first place. And there's a whole lot of that that comes generation after generation where you'll have a great move of God. And then the second, third generation talk about what we believe instead of what the Word says and lose it. So the whole thing that we're pointing to here again this week, things that cause the Word of God to be of no effect in your life. Now, I cannot stress this strongly enough. It never has been good. It's always been dangerous. I don't care what generation you're living in. But today, with all of the compound destruction that's going on around everybody, everywhere, all over the world. This whole thing is imploding on itself. This Babylonian world system where men are trying to meet their own needs without God, not only without God, get him out of here. And it's imploding on itself now. So, but Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. So here's the kingdom of God, and here's the kingdom of darkness, and our communication capability today is so monstrous that you can hear everything that's going on in every village in the world all at one time. And so It's approaching that place that Jesus talked about where men's hearts fail them for what they're seeing coming on the earth. Their spirits fail, their physical bodies fail, their minds are so confused they can't figure out what to do next. You cannot be without the Word, because tradition doesn't have any power in it. Tradition has no promise in it, because God didn't say it in the first place.
And that's what you went into last week. In this scripture right here, tradition makes the Word of no effect. But then he said in the 9th verse, in vain you worship me.
They were still worshiping God.
Still worshiping God, but it wasn't with promise. It was actually making the promise of no effect in their life, because honor your father and mother was the first commandment with promise. And so the promise was being removed, even though they thought they were worshiping God. It was traditions.
The people under the ministry of these folks never heard those promises. If you really dig into it and see what was going on, Jesus was preaching the blessing of Abraham. That's the gospel. Galatians 3:8 said, the scripture, foreseeing God would justify the heathen by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So he's preaching the blessing. They're preaching the law. He's saying, you can have long life, honor your father and your mother. They said, We never heard that. We heard this over here. So, and that's true today in a lot of different ways and doctrines and so forth. Now, Billy, let's see what Jesus said over here in the Gospel of Mark, because I want to get over there into way of Cain, but we need to point this out. The blessing of Abraham has come on us through Jesus, Galatians 3:13. He went to the cross. He was made a curse for us so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles and we might receive the promise of the Spirit. What he promised Abraham is ours. Now, the blessing, be fruitful, multiply, resupply the earth, take dominion over it, and subdue it. Powerful, man. The very creative authority of God. Now, everywhere we see the word fruit, bear fruit, be fruitful, it's used all over the Bible. Jesus spoke about it a lot. Then you know that it's tied directly to the blessing because it's talking about the fruitful part of the increase part of it. All of that comes, Jesus said, from sowing seed. The kingdom of God is compared, he said, to right here in this parable in Mark 4, to a man putting seed in the ground and reaping the harvest of it. Now, look what he said in verse 19. He's talking about all these different things that Satan does, trying to steal the word, to stop it from being effective in your life, stop it from producing that blessing. Now, notice this. Verse 19, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Deceit or deception. He wasn't talking about money. He's talking about being deceived by it. And the way of Cain is self-deception. So there's a connection right there to what we've been talking about. So now then, and pressure, lust or pressures of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So it's the word. It's the word that activates the blessing. How's that true? Well, the blessing is by the faith of Abraham, and faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So the word is life, man. And now look at that next verse, verse 20. These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So they didn't bring forth fruit, the Word did. Every person in that whole list could have, all the same thing came on all of them. They all experienced the same thing. But 25% of them stood against these other things and protected the Word in their lives until it brought forth fruit. Now, let me make this one other connection, then I'm going to rip you loose on this thing. I can see you sitting there. You want to get on it. Right, now, wait a minute. Now, notice here. How do you keep that in that 20th verse? These are they sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. All right, let's go over to the book of James. Now, you have to remember that James was raised in the household with Jesus. He watched him all of his life, all of James' life. He watched his older brother do things by faith. He thought he was crazy because he didn't do like everybody else. He didn't talk tradition, he talked faith. The whole family thought the man was crazy until after he was raised from the dead, came back and appeared to them and just changed everything. So now, notice what James said here concerning the Word in the first chapter. And in the 21st verse, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness, and receive them. They received the Word with gladness. Now, receive with meekness or humility. Humble yourself to the Word. The Word is right. If it says one thing, I'm thinking another. I better get a hold of myself and change my thinking. I choose that Word and change my thinking with that Word. I choose it, think it, and say it. Choose it, think it, and say it. Until I say it without having to think it. Then you know you've changed your thinking. Now notice, the engrafted Word which is able to save your soul. That's not the new birth. That's talking about the mind, renewing the mind. Be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self or allowing pressure from other things and the deceitfulness of riches and so forth to enter in, deceiving your own self. Most of the time it starts with, yeah, I know the Bible says that, but. Yeah, but. And you know you're going to get some unbelief just as soon as somebody says that. Now, you go towards the Word having made the decision, the Word's first place. I choose the Word of God. I choose blessing. I choose life. Now, whatever I see in your Word, Gloria and I sat down back there almost 45 years ago now, and we sat down at our little homemade table, and we took communion over this, and we stood before God and said, whatever we see in your Word, it is right. And we alter the way we think. We are a doer of the Word. And we'll stay on it when we see it and we don't know what to do with it. We'll stay on it, we'll confess it and read it and think it and meditate on it until we receive from you, Father, how to act on this. We humble ourselves to your Word. Now, if you do that and you're committed to it, You're going to open your eyes to something you've read who knows how many times, but then you see it. Oh, no man, anything but to love him. How do you do that? And I went into Gloria, I said, look at this. I was hoping she's going to tell me that. I would say that. But she didn't. She looked back at me and I said, what are we going to do? She said, that's what the book says, and that's what we're going to do if we never have anything. Well, it wasn't never having anything. God's trying to give us everything. He's disconnecting us from that world system. And that world system is represented by Adam after the fall and Cain, the first killer. I mean, it all goes back to him, doesn't it?
All of it, same thing. But it's the key, you used to call it years ago, a quality decision. One of the first things that you came out making a quality decision.
Something you can't back out of.
Right, and that's choice. And God's no respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of covenant, as we all know, but he's a respecter of choice. And he gave Cain the choice. He gave Adam the choice. He gives all of us the choice. You and Gloria chose. You made a choice. This is what the word says. Owe no man anything but to love him. So we're going to owe no man anything. Now, how to get there was like seed and time. You stood on the word and it grew. Mm-hmm. It was a progression. You didn't get there. Gloria, when she tells y'all's testimony about the little shotgun house and the way that you believe God, you stood on the word. It was there. But you purposed to make your heart 100% good ground, not 25%.
Yeah.
And it was a choice that you did that. That's where you and I can, as we've talked in the past and we've watched over these years, there are people that don't know the word. And so things don't happen in their life out of ignorance. Then there are people that know the word, but they don't choose to make their hearts good ground. They don't choose, and they self-deceive themselves. So they redefine what they wanted to say based on their feelings and their choices.
Billy, does that fit where the word is talking about a double-minded man? I know the Bible says that, but what if, how, he's vacillating between two, the Word of God and the way the world thinks and the way he's taught.
And it says, let not that man think he'll receive anything. He won't receive anything if he's double-minded.
Because faith can't work.
Because it can't. It's a choice. It comes back to a choice. Those of us that watched you and Gloria walk that choice out, we even watched people struggle and say, how can you do that? Well, all we had to do is see what you were doing. Instead of coming and saying, how did you do that? Why are you doing it that way? Which you were teaching anyway. We get traditional and turn our ears off and we don't hear. And I think that's the deception, that if they don't hear and don't know the word, then it's ignorance. But if they hear the word and don't choose to do it, they self-deceive, and that deception keeps them double-minded. So what do they do to offset the double-minded? They take their double-mindedness and make it a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
They make it into a worship based on what they think. And what happens in that they start a course in their life, a spiritual progression based on wrong thinking. And because of that, they worship God. They'll tell you, oh, I'm okay with God. But that going to church stuff, I don't have time for that. Oh, I love God and God loves me, but that tithing, he really didn't mean that. And they redefine the word based on what they feel, what they want to work. And then when they do that, they've deceived and it chokes. And even though they may have heard the word, it's unfruitful because of that deception, what you're saying, not making a choice, which is double-minded.
Jesus said, again, there in that fourth chapter of Mark, he said, the way you measure it or the way you hear it, let's look at that, because this is so important. We need to put our eyes on this before we close today. There's something that is really working inside me, has been ever since last week's broadcast. Jesus said, look in the 24th verse, take heed what you hear. You better listen. Because with what measure you measure, or in other words, the way you hear it, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath ears to hear, verse 23, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And you better pay attention. You need to take heed what you hear. Hear it exactly. Put your eyes on it. Meditate exactly what it says. Now, remember this. Jesus said, he that has my commandments and does them, he it is that loves me. And my Father will love him, and I will love him, and I'll manifest myself to him. And now, he said, the way he that hath ears to hear, to him shall be given. He that won't listen, from him shall be taken whatever he hath. Who's taking it? The devil. That's what he said back here a while ago. The devil's one stealing the word.
He's stealing it. That's stealing the word, taking back the word. They heard it, but they didn't listen or make a decision on it, and it choked it out.
Help me remember this now, because I'm tremendously impressed by the Spirit of God that on tomorrow's broadcast, we need to take a look at what Cain did with that. After he got in the mess he got into by not listening, wound up killing somebody, killing his brother over it, because he's mad at God and he took it out on Abel and all that. And now he's really tore up about it, and God just kept trying to lead him into repentance, trying to lead him out of his mess, and he kept telling God that God didn't know what he's talking about. And then God laid out all this stuff's going to happen to him. He jumped up and said, everybody sees me, he's going to kill me. God didn't say that.
He didn't.
But that's what he heard. And you know, the Lord didn't correct him. He said, okay, here's what'll happen to those that do kill you.
Left it alone.
The way he measured it,
it was measured back to him.
He couldn't hear what God was actually saying to him because of what he thought. He heard filtered through his own unbelief and his own thinking. You know, you want me to tell you what he didn't believe? He didn't believe God loved him. He really didn't believe God loved him. What about the people in the wilderness? They didn't believe God loved them.
That's true.
Amen. It's the man that believes God loves me. His grace is forever in my favor. God loves me. That's the man that draws close to God. And we're out of time.
Again.
Again. Ben and I'll be back in just a moment.
Attitude, mindset, action, success. It all takes a decision to learn God's plan, His way of thinking, and make the commitment to change your life. Set yourself up for victory with the Think Different, Live Different package. The Way of Cain by Dr. Billy Rash shines light on the dark path of self-deception and presents biblical solutions that will set you free to live a successful life. Break through your old way of thinking and learn to identify God's ways. Also included in this package is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Building Relationships That Last, the daily devotions, scripture cards, scriptures on CD, worship music, and a teaching DVD are all designed to help guide you step by step into a blessed life. Don't let the blessing pass you by. Know God's ways for your attitudes, actions, and decisions. Choose to think, act, and live differently today. Order the Think Different, Live Different package today at a special 35% savings. For just $22, you'll receive the new book by Billy Rash, The Way of Cain, and the Lifeline Kit from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, your 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. For additional product discounts and 48-hour processing, order online. Get out of the curse and into the way of the blessing. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to our website.
Billy, your new book, The Way of Cain, Breaking the Cycle of Self-Deception. That's what's important about this book. It's important to identify the way of Cain, which we spent most of this broadcast today doing that. But how do you break it? That's big. It's big with God. And it's a big thing in our lives. And I really do want to say thank you to you for listening to God and writing this, because it sure did stir me up. What would make a person not see the blessing and goodness of God when it comes right by him? It's there all the time. Well, People need to realize and understand that. You need to break it off your thinking and off your vision that comes from your inner being. Amen. You really need to get a hold of this. Also, in this package is your 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. How do you build a strong family? And Gloria and I have got some authority in that area. Thank you very much. God has blessed us and taught us over the years, and we've got three wonderful children and their families and 10 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Praise God.
And still growing.
Yeah, it's still happening. Praise God. All of them serving God is a wonderful thing. Christmas, right around the corner. What are you going to do about Christmas? You need to start praying about it now, because that is our time to be a great witness to a world that is just falling in on itself. So be sure to take time to pray about that and let the Lord give you Christmas plans this year and how to witness and how to minister to your family. Praise God. We're here for you. Go to kcm.org. And get involved. It's a good thing to know God, and it's a good thing to actually be partners together in the family of God.
Amen.
Billy, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Get back into this. Don't you forget now what I told you we were going to start. Remember now? Okay. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Kenneth Copeland, Billy Rash, reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right.
He has called us to be free and be blessed and walk in the power and the outpouring of that blessing.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK. Living Victory Pacific Rim Faith Encounter, Honolulu, Hawaii, June 15th and 16th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The Southwest Believers Convention, July 2nd through 7th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.